And our next guest is Greg Alexander Fletch, and we'd like to have a song, and here's a song that I've chosen for Greg Alexander. What is this?
Is it a castle?
Just let it build up, Brian. Brandy will know what this is.
Sports World.
No. Okay, just picture walking into the Sydney Football Stadium. It's 1991. You got beaten last year's grand final, and it's time for a vengeance. You've got to turn things around. The captain leads them out, and he would lead them back into the sheds with a premiership there first. I'm pleased to say he's on the line, Greg Alexander. Good afternoon.
Joel, Fletch.
Hey, Brandy. Do you remember that song?
Well, sort of. The music is somewhat familiar, but I don't would you class it as a song?
No. Oh, would you? What?
It's a score more than anything,
yeah.
Isn't it?
That's it. Beautiful.
It's a musical
place.
Score. Yes. Now, Brandy, before we get into this, over the weekend, the dam broke, so I got to get on the drink again after 75 days. And
that's right.
I was going through my alcohol cupboard, and I had all the ingredients for a Brandy Alexander.
So, oh, did you?
I did. Have you ever had one?
I've had a few people buy me Brandy Alexanders at the Panthers in the early days, and just couldn't get through one.
No, me neither. I was going to say that. I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
Now every time I see a Brandy Alexander, I'm going to start thinking, oh, they are not cool.
The drink's filthy. But I was chatting to someone about nicknames the other day. And I was in Fox, and someone said, "What are the nicknames of all our team?" And I said, "I don't know if there's any. You know, we've got Fletch, but that's really not a nickname; it's his name. You know, we've got Braith, we've got Mick, we've got Cooper, we've got Maddie.
Hindy.
I'm trying to think of some nick. Hindy. Well, yeah,
they're all related to the name, though.
Yeah, I get Bear's Head.
That's right.
Yeah,
Brandy, Brandy's well, you do, solid. Yeah. What about Brett? I tell you what, Warren Smith, that's a nickname.
Was.
Yeah.
Who were some of the nicknames with the players you played with, Brandy?
Okay, let me see. Well,
I'll throw names out and you've got to get, you tell us, okay, I'll go first. Paul Dunn.
Nobby. Oh, was he? Nobby, yeah.
Was he Nobby as well?
No.
Paul Clark.
No, that was Dunny. Sorry, yeah. Paul Clark. Paul Clark was Nobby.
What about?
There wasn't many more.
What about Colin Vandervoort?
Vandy.
I'll take your Colin and raise you with a Cole. Cole Bentley.
Yeah. Gently Bentley.
When did he ever, I thought he was a Penguin. Was that when he went to St. George?
Oh, no. That wasn't Cole. That wasn't Cole Bentley.
Oh, no, Graham Bradley. Graham Bradley was the Penguin.
Yeah, the Penguin. The shuffling run.
Trivia for you, Brian. Who was the fullback when the Panthers won in 1991?
Barwick?
Yes, Greg Barwick.
Yes.
What was his
we had a different fullback. His nickname was GB, which was his name was Greg Barwick. So it's like MG GB.
Yeah.
we had a fullback before that played against Norths in the prelim final, and his name was Tony Zurab. And his nickname was Squaresy.
Well, Squaresy, for a long time, was the only NRL first grader who had the letter X as a surname.
Yeah.
Until Bronson Sherry came along.
That's right.
And he jumped in.
Do you know what? I was at that game as a kid when you beat the Bears. And I think that Anthony Zwerab had a pretty rough day at the office. Is that right, Brandy?
He had a Squaresy.
Yeah.
Has it become known?
Yeah.
He had a Squaresy.
Threw
a couple of intercept passes. Yeah.
Was it as bad?
They shot right back into it. Yes, it was. If you're going to ask, is it bad as Steve May?
Yep.
Yes.
We've got to mention even the bruising.
Oh, yeah. Because I was at that game. I was at the South Sydney-Canberra game.
Is that true?
He was home by halftime.
Is that true?
Apparently.
Mm.
Apparently.
Yeah. Anyway, Squaresy was a good player, as was Steve Maven.
Yeah. But, it was like those days.
Just one of those unfortunate games. And, they're worse if they happen on in a big game.
True that.
Brandy, do you know when the anniversary of that grand final is?
I'm going to say, Joel, real stab in the dark, is it the 26th of September?
No, it's this time next week, 22nd of September. That would be 30 years ago since you guys won the trophy, and I think it'd be quite ironic if these young Panthers could do the same, Brian.
Yeah. Now, Brandy, last weekend you were quoted as saying it's the best finals game, or the best game you've seen Mitchell Moses play in a long time. Was that a bit of reverse psychology for your Panthers team, or you honestly believed it?
No. What do you think? What do you think it was? Do you think I was throwing out a bit of reverse psychology there? I was just being honest.
You are an enigma wrapped up in a mystery. That's I don't know with you, Brandy. Sometimes I look at you and I talk to you and I don't know whether you're reading me or you're going. I just can't work it out. So that's why I'm asking you, Greg.
Yes, straight out.
Straight out.
He had the best running game I've seen him have for well, certainly this year. And I would suggest in any big game, any finals performance that Mitch has been involved in, that was his best. And I guess that's one of the things you have to take into mind this weekend. What, you know, can he produce that again? Can Parramatta defend like they did, especially, you know, when Newcastle were on their own line? Regan Campbell-Gillard had a great game, was a big return for into the side. And you know who else I liked, Joel and Fletch? I liked Ray Stone at hooker.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was outstanding. Mm.
Yeah, he's tough.
Outstanding.
He?
We were saying we weren't believing that he would start, but his actually service was pretty good from dummy half. He was whacking people, but we have been tipping Brian and I the Panthers for a long while. And at the end of the day, Brandy, recency bias. Everyone's caught up in the Melbourne Storm, and Panthers can't win it. They're shot to pieces. That's sort of the narrative this week. But at the end of the day, if the boys get the job done against Parramatta, you're as close as you've ever been. You've always known that to win this competition, you've got to beat Melbourne and another top four team. And if they beat Parramatta, you're in the identical scenario. Are you overly concerned as to where the boys are at the moment?
No, not really. You know, and as you said, Joel, you're going to have to beat Melbourne to win the premiership. And if it's a game early, well, it's a game early. But I'm worried about this game. I'm worried about the form that Parramatta bring into this game. I guess that's with my Penrith hat on. If I was looking through other eyes, which sometimes it's hard to, I would think that Penrith bounced back. The loss was probably good for them. They only lost by a try. South couldn't have played any better. That's the best defensive. And we've spoken about the finals being different. You know, it's the start of a new comp. Well, South certainly produced a performance that I hadn't seen from them this year defensively. They were outstanding. They pressured Penrith. So, yeah, if I'm looking through not the Penrith eyes but other eyes, I'm thinking Penrith bounce back and are good again.
Brandy, what about Dylan Edwards? Do you think he'll be right?
Well, I heard he was going to be right, Fletch. I don't know. It's an injury that he had at the start of the year that kept him out for a few weeks, and I don't know exactly, you know, how he's tracking, but I've heard he's going to be right.
We had a text message last week, actually, and out of the blue, they said, Leota, Edwards gone for the year, and then all of a sudden, both those players were out of the 17. So, obviously, you're in a difficult situation to comment properly, Brandy, so tough there.
What are you hearing? Well, you got any text messages this week?
No. In fact, whoever sent the text last week, can you give us an update and send us another text, because we'd love to know
you,
that.
You think it was a spy?
Well, how would that person text? And I searched everywhere. It was not mentioned anywhere else above the line. And this person, all of a sudden, Leota and Edwards were both out. So
loose lips.
I'll be fascinated to see how this plays out.
Okay.
Just back to your grand final of 1991. This is a little story, Fletcher, you may not know. Matty Woods, a try scorer. What do you say? Grand final specialist, Graham Hughes said. Yep. Scored two tries. Did you know this? His family are from Goulburn. So they all went up to watch the grand final, the Raiders versus Brandy's Panther side. And everyone knew that the Woods family were out of town. So their family house got knocked over that day.
Not by the Wet Bandits.
Oh. Yeah, the Wet Bandits. The Wet Bandits. So there you go.
That's a shit go.
It's a shit go. Exactly right. That's what happened.
That is ordinary. That's ordinary.
By the way, I think there's a try in that grand final, Brandy, that is so underrated in the history of grand final tries. That set piece that you had, and MG was involved, and Brad Izzard scores the try. That was one of the great tries.
Is that when Freddie throws it over
his head? Yeah, it was a spectacular try.
Freddie throws it over his left.
I don't Yeah, I don't know whose pass was better, whether it was Freddie's to Wiz or whether it was MG's to Freddie. But and Freddie had some work to do to pull the miracle ball in from MG, just control it. But then he threw a miracle pass himself. I agree, Joel. Underrated try in a big game.
You actually trailed this. Many people may not know this, and this would have been a tough half time because you'd lost the year prior. You're taking on the champions, which are the Canberra Raiders back in those days. You trailed 12 points to 6 at half time. Do you recall the half time chat with Gus at all, Brandy?
I do. I do. He had a bit to say, Gus. And I think out of frustration because he knew we were a much better side than what, you know, how we played in the first half. So it was quite emotional, the speech from Gus. Royce, I think it was all revolved. It all revolved around Royce and Royce's last game, and you know, Royce deserved better than what we'd given so far. So, you know, we went back out in the second half. MG got binned in the second half, early in the second half, which I didn't think was going to help our cause. But from that moment on, I don't think Canberra played the ball in our half. I could be wrong, but if I'm wrong, I'm wrong by one or two.
Wow.
Like, you know how everything's measured these days, territory.
Yep.
You know, how many plays you have inside the 20 and the 50. I don't think after that sin binning, they played the ball in our half. That's how much possession and territory we had, and it still took us, you know, the whole half to crack them. But, yeah, it was good pressure footy.
Hey, Brandy, just getting back to Freddie. When Benji came on the scene, within 6 months, kids were doing the Benji step,
yep.
You know, the jump, mm. And then you saw it come into the game, and it was very similar to Benji's.
Yep.
Freddie's step, I've never seen anyone able to recreate that step.
No.
I've never been able to see anyone.
My memory's not good enough, but certainly no one at that level. There's been... Yeah, you know, there's been players that have had very good sidesteps, but not at the level Freddie had it.
Not as sharp and as how. And then he was one of those blokes who it'd go quicker. Like, you know, when you sidestep, not that I was a sidestep.
He taught Benji this.
He would come off his left foot and go quicker.
Yeah.
Rather than slow down.
I remember Tim Sheens.
Yeah, that's right. So he'd half jump off his right and then bang off his left. So it was so hard to read. And what Freddie did well, you know, when you compare it to a lot of other players that step or had good steps, Freddie's went direct. Freddie didn't go sideways, and he almost went straight. Like, I know he covered some distance horizontally, but he almost pushed himself forward into the space. Mm. And that's why he was so hard to tackle, because at 100 kilos,
you're being polite there. You're being very polite.
Depending on what year it was, certainly after the 1990 kangaroo through, he's 110 kilos.
I was about to say, I like the Fat Freddy. Fat Freddy was my favourite. Yeah. I remember talking to Freddy about it, and he said, as soon as I had their shoulders went, he said, I knew I had them.
Yeah.
He goes, I had them because their body weight would go.
That's right.
And they couldn't stop him.
So I actually asked Freddy about this, and he verified this. So everyone thought he had the world's biggest step as far as, you know, completely go inside. He said all he did, he would sprint to one shoulder and then blast through the other shoulder.
Yes.
Because with the weight shifted, that was enough to go through that inside shoulder.
But it's his timing too.
Yeah.
It was his timing when he actually planted that left foot. Some legs go too close, some go too far away.
Yeah.
His one.
Yep.
And I didn't understand why he would, like, when I was playing with him, and I couldn't understand. In my head, we'd be down by 12-10, and I used to think to myself, why doesn't he just pull out that left foot? And we were playing Newcastle once, and I'd had enough, and I just said to him, mate, this is ridiculous, Freddie. It was one of those games.
Yeah.
And I said, mate, this is ridiculous in the game.
Just come off your left
foot. And he got it from the scrum and just went left foot under the post.
Wow.
And I just thought, why doesn't he do that every game?
I know.
Yeah, that's good. It was not many better.
No.
No. So 30 years ago what next else? Week.
what else Brandy, you got, boys?
Is that your greatest kick of all time? So if the Brad Izzard try is the most underrated grand final try of all time, I think your kick after Royce's second, it's out on the touchline. It's going to put it beyond doubt. It's the old leather football, metres in from the eastern touchline, I think it was, in the southern end, and you go bang, and you strike it as beautifully as you could ever strike it.
Yeah, it was a good one to hit sweet, no doubt. And it was, you know, one of those, Joel, being a goal kicker, you know, when you flush the ball, when you hit it, just perfect, sweet spot, absolute sweet spot on your foot, the hardest part of your foot, makes contact with the ball, and it was still going up as it went through the post. So if I had a kick from 60 out, I reckon I nearly would have kicked it.
Wow.
That's how good I struck it. But, you know, the relief I felt then, because I thought, I don't know if I could have put up with the final, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. Canberra got the ball back from the kickoff too. Can you imagine what it would have been, frantic scramble it would have been if I had a missed and there was only a 5-point difference? That would have been, I don't know if I would have lived through that, but it was a good one to hit nicely, yeah.
Brandy, that kick these days is probably a 50% chance of kicking it. Those days, it was about a 15% with the conditions of the ball. It was so, so tough, but well done on that. Just getting away from that particular game, Sammy Verrills has made all the headlines. What's your take on this, Brandy? Has what he's done, is that enough to miss out on finals football? For me, I would love to see sentences deferred on the minor scale so they could pick them up next year. I just don't think that we should be missing out on these big games, but how do you see it?
Yeah, I thought it was a tough one. Like, it's, you know, when you watch it in normal speed, and I don't think we do enough of that in the game when we show replays. We, you know, we go to the slow motion replay and nothing looks good in slow motion. Nothing. And I know that's not what got him off or on, but, you know, when you look at it in normal speed, there's nowhere for Sam Verrills to go. He just holds his ground. And the fact that someone, just as he was about to go into that tackle, someone came in and made a leg shot or around the hips. And not that the player dropped that much, but it just put him off of getting down into whatever position he was. And all of a sudden, the player was on him, fell into his shoulder. It's a tough one. I don't know whether you defer or anything, Joel. I don't know if we get that tricky. But it's a tackle that you wouldn't, you know, you'd hope that players wouldn't be missing finals for.
Hey, Brandy, we were talking earlier about becoming victims of a scam. I got stung $10,000 for a thing called schooldisco.com, where it was one night we all dressed up and the bloke took off. It bought the domain name. It was 2000. It was a great night.
Right.
Probably not worth 10 large, but Sugar got, Joel got scammed with a building company. What about you over the years? Do you know of any players who have been scammed out of things?
I probably do, but yeah, this isn't the forum to be releasing,
you know. No. You don't have to name names.
This isn't the place for an honesty session, Fletch.
it's dishonest. I don't mean that that they got scammed. They're not the scammies.
Yeah. What else have you got left?
Brandy, who did you scam? Come on.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I got another one. Now, you have to answer this. So... I looked up yesterday that the people that hack into computers were using the passwords of their porno names, which is your first pet and the first street you grew up in. So, Greg,
I tried to get on the MyGov account and they asked those sort of questions.
That's right. Exactly.
First street. And,
give us your – where was your first pet's name?
Let me see. It was a red cattle dog. It was a red cattle dog, and his name was Tiger.
Tiger, and first street you lived on?
Vincent Road.
Oh, Tiger Vincent Road. Tiger Vincent. That's doable. I'll let you pass with that.
That's lame. That's terrible.
It's not as good as mine. PB O'Brien.
That's not impressing anyone, Tiger Vincent.
It's okay. What else is going on after this? What are you going to do tonight, Greg?
Tonight? Not much, I don't think. I've had a busy day. So Yeah.
You got the infrared sauna. Get in the sauna.
I've had a busy day. It means wrap it up, boys, will you?
No. Yeah. He wanted more. He just said, what else you got? He wants to go toe-to-toe.
What, have we got time or are we going to bump into the news?
Nah.
You know who I did bump into today? I went for a walk to Woolies. Tanya and I, so I'm a Collaroy, so we walked down to Woolies. We go to Woolies in Narrabeen. And on the way back home, dropping into the butcher shop at Narrabeen and bumped into Gary Petherbridge, cooker.
Oh.
Great man.
Yeah.
The great Gary Petherbridge. Yeah.
Is he living over that way?
He lives at Narrabeen, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cooker.
I thought you might see each other.
Dad of Scott.
Yeah. I think Scott's kicked a goal, actually.
Scott's in America now.
Yeah, I think he's kicked a big
goal. Scotty's
in
America. Yeah. Yeah. Cooker was saying that he was trying to get home, but an airfare's 20,000.
Yeah.
Tough.
And that's only for economy.
Yeah, that's up the back.
It's 50 for first class.
Mm.
Ridiculous.
He's going good, bud. So he might be able to
stump
up for that.
Yeah, maybe premium economy.
But, that's about it. That's me and the boys went. I took my two younger boys, Ben and Bo. They're 13 and 14. We go down the park each day, get them out of school.
Yes.
At lunchtime.
Got to get them out of school.
Sit in front of the computer all day. But that's about it.
You're sounding better than ever. Dulcet tones.
Brandy, before you go, other side of the draw, I won't make your comment on the Panthers side. You'll be tipping them, of course. But who goes through on the other side? Is it the Roosters? Is it Manly? Is it South?
I think Manly. I think Manly. Well, South were very good. Can they do that again? I still think Manly. Manly are a big chance. I think they'll beat the Roosters. The Roosters without Verrills and Taukeiaho are just down too many.
Yeah.
They're missing, you know. So I think Manly win, and I think Manly are a big chance to knock over South the next week.
And Tommy Turbo in the 20s, he met a young Panthers side. Who's to say that couldn't happen again? The draw is certainly shaping up that way. But, Brandy, we appreciate your time once again.
Good to chat, boys.
See you, Greg.
There he is, Greg Alexander. See you, Brian.